Snapshot from the cop-free zone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. This happened just outside Seattle's cop-free protest zone Sunday night.
We're reporting live. There's a George Ventura. They're breaking into this business.
At a fenced-off parking lot for a business that services European cars, someone broke in and tried to set a fire. The owner of the business told social media reporters that he called the cops, but they didn't come. So he asked his son to come down with his rifle. This is from the video.
One of the gentlemen on the right of me just got his gun. I'm assuming he's part of the family business here.
The owner catches the guy and frisks him for the stuff he stole just as a group of Black Lives Matter demonstrators marches past. They see what's going on. They gather at the fence and start demanding the suspect be released.
I have no idea, sir. I'm a reporter. I have no idea.
Where is it?
I don't know. I'm a reporter.
The owner tells the protesters he's already gone, but a few of them tear down the fence while other protesters try to stop them.
There's nothing here. We don't need to break into people's property. We're here for peace.
Are these business owners?
In the end, the business owner got his stuff back. The guy with the gun didn't have to shoot. And the suspect, although he got away, probably learned a lesson. So, nobody arrested, nobody hurt, no cops even involved. And yet somehow, I don't see the rest of the city rushing to adopt this model. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.